a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My esteemed honor to be with you on this Friday night as we head into the weekend and just a day or two away from Tea Party 07. Wow. That is going to be fun. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this happening. And also, if you're a student, like in college, and you've got a Christmas vacation that's free, you ought to consider going to Iowa. You're a Ron Paul supporter, where else better to be? Let's see if you can get yourself to Iowa if you want to work with the campaign up there in Iowa. I think for the first 150, they'll give you room and board. So up there, and plus, you know, I mean, lodging up there for a week in some of the places they had up there was not too bad. A couple hundred bucks. You know, if you just wanted to go up there, and you're not a student, but that would be a great thing. So you might check that out at Ron Paul's website, ronpaul2008.com, ronpaul2008.com, and so that's very, very, very cool, and so just so many ways that you can do this. And look, you know, a lot of people saying, well, like with this, like the blimp, by the way, the blimp took off today, and was doing its flying today. So it is up and it's in the air. And a lot of people said, well, you know, why don't you give the money to the campaign? A lot of these folks have already given, their $2,300 maximum to the campaign. So this is a way where you can keep donating. In a sense, to things to help get Ron Paul elected, even though they're not officially with the campaign. And you can do that as much as you like. So that's, that's a great way to do it. And, there's a lot of folks that do that on every side of the political coin. And, you know, look, we've stepped into their arena. It's time we play their game. And it's time we play it better than they do because look, we have our country at stake. And these yahoos that are up there have been up there too long. And it's our responsibility to hire and fire. We hired these yaks. It's time to fire these yaks and send them on their merry way home. And we shall do that. The first step is getting Ron Paul elected or this is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go straight to the telephone. Talk to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, how are you this evening?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Pardon me?
I'm good.
Okay. You were talking about formaldehyde. Fabric softener has formaldehyde.
Yeah.
So people shouldn't be using it. All the new clothes, anything new, they spray formaldehyde on it.
Oh, and they spray tons of it on there.
Plywood, they said they took it out. I couldn't breathe. I mean, I was literally could not breathe, gasping for air. I had to leave my home for 3 days when my husband got some. But I see the state of Minnesota is taking the mercury out of all of the cosmetics.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, first state. And another thing, margarine. I had drank contaminated water for years, and I went to this doctor, and his wife sat with me for 3 hours. She said, do not eat margarine. Margarine is made out of plastic.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that'll clog up the arteries.
We've gone back to real butter. We don't do margarine anymore.
Me too. Yesterday morning on a radio program, I heard this, it was at noon. In fact, it was a Derry Brownfield show. I don't know if you heard it. But,
no, I didn't get to hear it this morning.
Yeah, well, he had guests. Somebody else was doing his show, and this man and woman were talking, and, you know, they mentioned Ron Paul, I don't remember which one of the two said it. Tom Tancredo and Ron Paul were kind of they weren't very, they didn't, weren't outspoken to their, you know, the rest of them. And one of them spoke up and said, well, now I don't know about that. Ron Paul went down to, now this is what was told. He went down to Arkansas and he got some of Huckabee's former cohorts that were when he was governor and took them to Iowa.
Oh, really?
Now, this is what they told yesterday on the radio, which means he's going to take them with him and let them tell the people just what a kind of governor he was.
Well, they need to.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
they can tell you exactly what kind of a guy this guy is. Did we lose Carol?
Bad.
Say again, Carol. I lost you for a second.
Huckabee wants the illegals here pretty bad because he's making money off of them.
Well, sure.
Uh-huh. How many of are there at your home? Five of you?
There are six of us, actually.
Okay, because I don't want to send maybe a quarter of a pound of fudge for, you know, I want to make sure that you share it. That everybody gets
locked in a room eating
a big old glass of milk. Yeah, I'm going to be sending that out Monday morning.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Carol.
Yeah, I'm going to ups it to you Monday morning, so.
Well, good. And I will send you back a, you're not allergic to nuts or anything, are you?
No, huh?
Good. I will send you a container of my well-loved, most oft-requested Mikey mix.
Okay.
And it's a dandy little trail mix.
Okay.
And I give it every year for Christmas, and it's demanded I make it every year.
You make it, huh?
I make it, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you about Ron Paul. I thought that was pretty slick, and he's, you know, he's not going to let any grass grow under his feet. But
no, and I think it's time that Ron Paul, you know, he's played nice with these people, and I think to some degree, I think it's time that, you know, the gloves start coming off. I mean, they've called him everything under the sun.
Well, you know, he is the only one out there that can straighten out this economy. And they were telling how another man was telling, it was on Mike's show at 3 o'clock. I forget who his guest was, but he told.
He had Dr. Edwin Vieira on today. That was a pretty good show.
Yeah, and he told that he doesn't need the House to straighten a lot of this stuff out. The states can do it.
Yeah, you know, if the states will just take their power back, you bet that's very true.
Yeah, and you did hear the one about Giuliani. He went to my former governor, congressman, which I can't stand, Tom Ridge, and three others. There was four of them involved, and he made $30 million off of letting every time the Homeland Security would call somebody or check up on somebody, you know, on the telephones. He made money off that $30 million.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he should be incarcerated.
Yeah, well, he should. You know, Carol, Giuliani has profited to the tune of over $100 million off of 9/11.
Wow.
And he's directly responsible for the deaths of hundreds of firefighters and police officers.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's pretty sad.
Yeah. You know, the Trans-Texas Corridor down in Texas? His law firm is representing the Spanish firm Centra.
Yeah.
That's building the highway.
Yeah, what most people have to understand, it isn't going to stop there. That corridor is going to go from east to west, too.
Oh, yeah, it's going everywhere. There's like a spider web across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, excuse me, I'll get off here and let somebody else or let you talk and... I just wanted to let you know about what Ron Paul, what they said he did, and I thought, how fantastic. I'm looking forward to Sunday. I can't wait.
Me either. It's really going to be fun to watch and participate in. Carol, thanks for the call.
One thing, you said you had old computers. Now,
yeah.
Do you need any computer parts? I build computers, and I have some spare parts if you need anything.
Fortunately, what I did is I went to a university auction. And I bought a whole pallet of computers for $25.
Uh-huh.
And it was 35 bucks for 20 computers is what I got, a whole pallet. And when I have something go down, I open one of them up and yank it out.
Oh, okay. I just thought if you needed anything to keep up and running. Well, if you ever do.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. If you ever do, just let it out. Tell me what you need.
All
okay?
Right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dad. Now, that's a Renaissance woman right there. She makes great cookies, makes peanut butter fudge, and she builds computers. Now, that's a heck of a deal. Right there. You cannot believe beat that with a stick. Rob Bishop on line two. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mikey.
How you doing, buddy?
Let me tell you a story tonight. Went out to dinner tonight, and a couple of my friends went to an Italian restaurant. And, you know, nice place. And I'll tell you what, two different booths I heard them talking about Ron Paul and the money surge. I mean, just
no kidding.
Average, yeah, I mean, not even, you know, you would think they'd be, you know, younger people like myself and my friends. I mean, you know, people that my guess would be 45, you know, salt and pepper hair. It blew my mind. I mean, just totally everywhere. I'm seeing the signs everywhere, the T-shirts. It's wild. It's wild.
That's very cool.
I mean, I know we're hearing that coming from all over the country, that the only signs you're seeing is Ron Paul signs. The only supporters you're seeing are Ron Paul supporters. And, you know, this weekend's going to be huge. It's got to be huge.
Yeah, I think it's, hey, 2-1 odds, 10 million plus.
He breaks 10 million, Mike. I don't even know. I'm going to start pinching myself because I'm thinking I'm dreaming. That there's no, I don't know. But I think Saturday is actually even more important, because I think if we go out and put 6 million up there on Saturday, and then, you know, that's going to, I mean, that breaks all the records right there. I think Kerry has a record with 6.5 million. You break that on one day, then Sunday's supposed to be the big day.
I would love to see a good day tomorrow and then an even better one on Sunday. That would be great. I mean, you know, just in the time that we've talked, you know, they've gone up $3,000.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, it should be just short of 12. In fact, hopefully by the time we get off tonight, you might be up to 12 mil. But that's a little long shot.
I would love to see him there. You know, I mean, if we could, that'd be cool. You know, just to see $500,000 come in. All of a sudden, but you know, like I said, you know, since we started the program, they've gone up about $2,000 or $3,000.
Right. Well, two things.
I misspoke. What's that?
Well, after your show tonight is Coast to Coast AM, right? Everybody, no matter where you live, you just turn on your AM or FM radio and it's on there. Get the call-in numbers and just flood them. Talking, you know, it's open lines. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. Get in there and tell them about Ron Paul and this money surge over and over and over until people are sick of hearing about it.
But tell the call screener that you've seen a ghost, and you'll get on.
Yeah, yeah. Gina, I forget what her name is. Jeez, I've gotten on a few times myself. It's not hard. It's just, you know, just keep it in redial. It just takes about 15, 20 minutes. You get a ringtone, you know, talk to them, and bada bing, bada boom. But,
I've never gotten on that show. I've gotten into the screener before, and he keeps telling me he puts me on hold, and I guess he recognizes my voice because that I always get dropped. Oh, we don't know. Must be having trouble with our phone system. Yeah.
No, I've been on 4 or 5 times, you know, since I've been listening to that show, and I'm tenacious. I'll sit there for 2.5, 3 hours just redialing until I get in. I remember one time I got yelled at by Art Bell right after he came back, and I mean, he was going pretty hardcore against 9/11 Truth and so on, and I challenged him to have Alex Jones on the show to debate him, and he didn't like that very much. But
let's not confuse things with the facts.
No, then he had some British dude on that was a hardcore neocon that said Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11, and then tried to connect the dots to that, and it turned out the guy was on the Rockefeller Foundation fund. So that was interesting.
Of course, we got a war to fund. We got to get a war going here, dude.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, it was back summer of 06. So, I just want to throw a quick plug out there for my program too. This Sunday, Dr. Rand Paul today, Ron's son, and he's going to try like hell to get on for Sunday. So hopefully, it's going to. I plan on having a celebration Sunday night at 11 o'clock Eastern. I plan on having an hour long celebration, taking calls, and we're going to celebrate the money bomb. And
yeah.
You know, unless he raises $2 million, then I'm gonna put my head in the sand and yell for about an hour. But what Rand's gonna try to do is are you still there, Mike?
I'm still here.
Okay, I thought it dropped.
Got about 20 seconds.
Okay. He's flying out to Boston for this, and Sunday night he's supposed to be flying back to Kentucky. Looks like we're gonna get a nor'easter, so it looks like about 80% likely that he's gonna be able to make it on the program. And there's a slight chance that Ron Paul himself is going to be on. He's going to try like how to hook it up. So it's going to be a fun night. Hopefully a celebration.
Pray there's a nor'easter so Rob gets Ron Paul for Sunday night.
and he's going to be taking your calls, so I'm going to make sure of it.
There you go. Back in a minute with more. Thanks, Rob, for the call. I appreciate it. This is the Midnight Rider. You want to join us, 800 313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Broadcasting Network. A number if you want to join us, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to be a part of the program tonight. I do think that Sunday is going to be a huge day. I really do. I am so looking forward to this and and watching those numbers go up. I just, you know, because I know that this is our last shot at the ballot box. I know this. In my gut and in my soul, I know this is our last chance. And that we have to turn out in such great numbers to vote that no matter how much cheating they do, we beat them. And the way we do that is with sheer numbers, and we talk to each other. I think that's the key thing. I mean, as we talk to each other and we communicate, and we just flat turn out and we scare the living hell out of them. You know, they didn't take us seriously in 2006 when the American people said, "Get us out of Iraq." They had no intentions of doing it. And they used it just to get elected because it focus grouped well. And, you know, I plan on spending a lot of time talking about these type of things, the psychology, and the manipulation that's being used. Because we've got more and more people coming to this all the time. I'm all the time hearing, "Hey, I just found out about you guys. I just found out about your show," be it the Midnight Rider or the shows on my network on TrueNet Radio. I'm hearing this all the time. "Hey, I just found you. I found you through the MySpace, or I found you here, or I found you there." And they start listening, and a lot of people have woke up. And I get reports back to say, "Hey, man, I'm so appreciative of the fact that you're there because you gave me information I never heard before. And I went and checked it out, and wow, you're right." And that's the most that's the most gratifying and satisfying feeling you will ever have in your life. And that's why I am so tickled to death. I'm honored to be here, to be doing this show, to be talking to you, to be talking about freedom. We didn't used to talk about this stuff. We took it for granted. And now that it's about to disappear on us, we're really sitting down and we're talking about it. And I have ultimate faith in people that we will win. I know we will win because failure is not an option. And we have one thing in our arsenal they don't have, and that is love. Love for our families, love for our fellow man. And that is going to be the one thing that brings us through this. That's going to be the one thing that changes it all. And when we understand that being cruel to other people doesn't work, that it creates its own kind of tyranny, then we'll learn. And we'll be changed. Not only this country, but the world will be changed. Vinny, it's Yanni. Yanni in Georgia. I need glasses. Yanni in Georgia. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just had a few questions.
Sure.
What do you think about the whole becoming sovereign movement thing?
I've looked into it a little bit, but I've got to be honest with you. When I look at this stuff, I get really confused. I've heard a lot of shows on it, mm-hmm. and one person will say this, the next person says that. And so a lot of the information that I see, I have to take with a grain of salt. And I've wanted to do a show on it, and try to find somebody who has real, good, solid information that nobody's going around and contradicting, because there've been a lot of people out who have sold this information, and this information turns out to be wrong. They pocketed the cash, and people end up in jail for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, that's what I want to avoid, but
yeah.
I definitely want to get, find the remedy to this.
Right, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I've not done a show on it to this point, though I want to, is because I want to make sure the person I bring on is correct, because I want to make sure that the information that we're putting out is accurate information.
I understand.
I think, that we have to be able to unplug from the system as best we possibly can.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I do take the right steps at the right time. I don't want to, end up in jail.
Exactly. And that's been, if I'm going to go, I want to go for a reason, not because I got I got led astray.
Yeah, exactly.
By a piece of information. Anything else? I can hold you open for the break. Over the break. Was there anything else?
Have you heard of the Cracking the Code book?
Hold on a second. We'll talk about Cracking the Code when we come back here. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Midnight Rider on this Friday night, we're talking with Yanni down in Georgia, and you were asking about that book called Crack the Code. I've heard of the book, and it's by a guy named Peter Hendrickson.
Yeah.
And I've not read the book. I've heard a number of interviews with him, and some really good. Matter of fact, you might go back into the archives at republicbroadcasting.org. And John Stadmiller Show, the National Intel Report, either at the very first of this year or towards the end of last year, he did. It would have been last year. It was sometime last year.
Okay.
He did like two shows in a row, and many may remember about the time of year that was, but I think it was like spring to summer of last year. He did two shows in a row. With Peter, and those were two great shows. listen to this guy. This guy sounds like he knows his stuff. Tons of testimonials on his website, losthorizons.com. And I found the guy to be pretty informative. What I'll do is I'll try to get him on the show. And I've planned on doing some shows about the income tax since we'll be rolling into the first of the year, and people start thinking about that as we go towards April 15th. So, but no, I found you know what he has to say. I find the guy to be pretty credible.
Cool. And what about have you heard of Robert Menard?
I have not heard of him. No.
Okay, he's in Canada actually, but he has a book. It's called "Bursting Bubbles of Government Deception." And letters to authorities, and I've read, you know, I kind of read through those, and those are really good. I mean, I heard, you know, I mean, I saw that, I think that Canada is pretty much like America, right? Like as far as laws go.
Yeah, there's some differences, but a lot of things very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if you listeners might want to check this out too. It's you can actually watch on Google Video. You know, you put in "Bursting Bubbles of Government Deception." He's really good.
Hang on, let me get it again. It's "Bursting the Bubble of Government Deception."
No, it's "Bursting Bubbles."
Bursting Bubbles, okay.
Yeah, and he's really good at explaining things and the other, you know, other ways to go about becoming free without having to go through the sovereign process, you know, the UCC and all that. So,
I'll definitely take a look at the video. I've not heard of him before, but I mean, there's so many people putting out information now.
Yeah.
Where before, you know, there were just a few, and now you have so many folks.
Well, this guy, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
go ahead.
This guy, from what I read, he lost his daughter, and that's why he started to the government. So they took her from him or threatened him with some stuff. So he's pretty he's kind of doing it only because, you know, he started studying the law after that, and he started, you know, doing a lot of research, and the way he writes it and the way he makes it, you know, it's just really easy to understand for, you know, for me it was, and you know, I think a lot of people would feel the same way.
What was his name again? Was Robert Menard?
Yeah, Robert Menard.
Okay.
And he's in Canada.
Okay.
But you can look it up on Google Video, and he even has his own website, I think.
Excellent. Well, I will certainly take a look at it. Yanni, I appreciate the call. You have a great night, and thanks for calling in.
You do the same.
Uh-huh, bye-bye now. So "Bursting Bubbles of Government Deception," you can find it on Google Video. Also, one other thing, Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Have up on Google Video some of the flight data recorder information from Flight 93, and just like with the plane with Flight 77 at the Pentagon, Lucy got some splaining to do, and they've not. And I got a chance to take a look at it earlier today. Nice work by Rob Balsamo and the people at Pilots for 9/11 Truth, and it's like 39-40 minutes long. And you might take a look at it as well. And again, the story that they told about Flight 93 turns out not to be the case, at least according to the flight data recorder information that's supposedly with the aircraft. So so that's something else to check out too. But again, "Bursting Bubbles, a Government Deception," and I'll take a look at that and see. But yeah, I'll try to get Peter Hendrickson on and some other folks regarding the income tax and all that. And the sovereign citizen thing, I started looking into it, and I've listened to a number of shows about it, and it seems like the shows, you know, if you get two people on regarding the issue, you get one person who says, well, it goes like this, another person says it goes like that, and by the time the show is over, I just heard a show recently kind of like this, and it was just like just pulling your hair out, and you're going, oh my gosh, I'm more confused now than I was, because I've been at this 2 years. And I don't know everything. And if you ask me something that I don't know about it, I'm going to tell you I don't know. And because I don't want to lead people astray. I want to make sure people have the truth. And there are many, many people out here a lot smarter than I, more wise than I, And I just want to make sure that I'm giving sorry, I had to get the cough button there. And I just want to make sure that that I'm giving the correct information. And I would rather tell you I don't know than tell you something that's incorrect. I mean, it just I just don't want to do that. All right, I've got this Ron Paul clip here that I want to run. Then we'll get to Gary in Tennessee. But I want to run this clip real quick. This is Ron Paul today on the program called Mad Money on CNBC with Cramer, the guy that went nuts about the Federal Reserve and needing to cut rates and that kind of stuff. But cutting the rates just leads to more of the dollar following off. But this was a pretty good performance by Ron Paul. And this nutty guy, Cramer, actually lets Ron Paul talk. So take a listen. Runs about 7 minutes.
Who's running for president as a Republican and has been highly critical of the Federal Reserve. I'm inviting all the candidates to swing through Mad Money to talk about your money. Congressman Paul's position is so important on the Fed, and his method of spreading his message for his campaign is so different from everyone else's that we're thrilled to have him on the show tonight. Welcome, Congressman Paul.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
Great to have you. Look, one of the things that's changed, and you're changing it, caucuses and kissing babies, they don't cut it anymore on the campaign trail. This is 2007. YouTube is king in so many ways. I never thought we would have so much in common, Congressman Paul, but you and I have struck a chord and become YouTube sensations. And it's about an unlikely topic. It's about the Federal Reserve. And we know even the younger people are into it. Why is it that your message, my message, somewhat critical, absolutely critical of the Fed, is just reaching home to so many young people and actually everyone throughout the country?
Well, to me, it's utterly amazing. When I go to the college campuses, I get the loudest applause when I criticize the Fed and indicate that I don't even like the Fed and think we should talk about getting rid of it. So it is an important issue, and I think this is the first time in over 100 years that it's become an issue in a presidential campaign. So I'm really excited about it because the monetary issue is something that has driven me to get involved in politics for a long time.
Now, you have been, I think, spot on in saying that the Federal Reserve created the stock bubble with low margin rates, and it created the housing bubble with low mortgage rates. Yet I never hear about anyone talking about investigating the Fed in Congress. It's a creature of Congress. Why don't we do it?
You're absolutely right. That's why I introduce a bill constantly to audit the Federal Reserve. We've created the Federal Reserve, and it has no oversight. We don't even know if they have the gold there anymore. And it's so important, yet there's no oversight. I think it's even more secret than the CIA. So to me, it ought to be open, and the American people ought to know. But unfortunately, the members of Congress don't have much interest or concern or understanding of how the Fed works, so they are totally neglectful.
All right, when you screw up, you get voted out of office. When I screw up, they pull my show. When the Federal Reserve screws up, what happens?
What they do is they just go back to doing the same thing again, and you never hear it. They hide from the public, and they talk about wonderful things, and they blame somebody else. I mean, even Greenspan now is taking very little responsibility for the contribution that he has made to these financial bubbles, and they're not held accountable. That's why I don't like this monetary system that we have.
All right, the Federal Reserve's current chairman, Ben Bernanke, started his job in January of 2006. That's exactly when the worst mortgages began to be propagated. Why has our Federal Reserve chairman never addressed? Why did he not see this coming? Why didn't he help us as a country?
Well, he didn't see it coming, and he didn't do anything about it. It was coming a long time before that. You know, we had interest rates down to 1%. The overnight rates were down to 1% early in this decade, and that started the ball rolling. That's when inflation really started. That was creating the bubble, and it just got worse, and it climaxed after 6 and 7, and then, of course, it ended in you know, during this year, the last year, there's been total chaos.
Do you think they do enough homework? I'm sitting here watching a country where people are, it's possible that 7 million people could lose their homes, and yet they seem to be consumed by tinkering with the LIBOR rate, with three-month treasuries. Do they not see the bigger picture that you and I see?
Well, I think they believe in themselves too much. I don't have that much confidence that any central bank can do what a lot of people expect to do. How do they know what the interest rates would be? The one thing I always hear about the people who critique the Fed is the Fed is it has too low interest rates or they're too high. But I think the market should be involved. If you believe in free enterprise and capitalism, you should have the market forces determining interest rates. It's the distortion of interest rates by manipulating the money supply that causes these bubbles to form.
Why is it that the message that you just talked about, which frankly is a message that I try to get across, but I'm always afraid that no one will listen because, well, let's be honest, a lot of people think is boring. Why is it that people are turning on to YouTube to see you talk about something that everybody else thinks is too boring?
Because they're waking up, because they know there's a lot of inflation, people's standard of living is going down, and we have a world crisis building over the dollar. The dollar is going down in value, and we're dependent on borrowing money that we've created and sent overseas. So we're dependent on borrowing money from China now, and the people are waking up, and the young people realize it, and they understand what they're inheriting, and they understand the monetary system a lot more than a lot of people in Washington believe.
Can we have just actual hearings about what went wrong with this issue of mortgages? Call not just the Fed chairman, but other Fed important presidents and governors whom I think have been oblivious on this issue and actually just held them accountable in front of the American people so we can get to the bottom of what is the worst crisis we've seen since the S&L crisis in 1990.
You know, I think we have a pretty good chance. I think Barney Frank, our chairman of the banking committee, he's very open to this. He has done more than any other previous chairman has in the last several decades. So I'm optimistic that he's willing to do this, and I've continued to work with him, and I think we can get more hearings, but you just can't accomplish it overnight.
Do you think you're changing the debate in this country? Do you think your fellow candidates are now realizing, because you're up there talking about it, that we have a large domestic problem, which is a run amok, unregulated group of people who, frankly, are not responsive or held accountable to anybody?
You know, I don't think they've quite heard the message. I think the people at the grassroots level hear it and understand it, but I don't think the other candidates quite get it. I don't think they have an understanding of monetary policy, and if they do, they like the status quo and they like the benefits that come from it. But the members of Congress and our candidates on the platform that I work with, I'm not so sure that they have an interest or an understanding of how the monetary system works.
Well, sir, I think you are changing the debate. I think you are creating an atmosphere where we can finally begin to even talk. I'm always afraid. You know, I'm always, until you've given me cover, sir, I always feel like I'm out there by myself criticizing this institution that everybody thinks is like a holy temple, when the reality is these are just men and women like you and me, except for they're making policy with no checks and balances. I wish you the best of luck, sir, with your campaign. You are changing things with what you're saying.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I was with you today.
Absolutely. Congressman Ron Paul, good luck to you, sir.
All right, so there's Ron Paul on Cramer today, and just going after the Fed. Look, this is a private corporation. We need to get rid of them. They're there for their own benefit, not ours. That's why it was set up in the first place. So you let a group of bankers have total control of the country, in essence. They've started war after war. It's time they go, plain and simple. And Ron Paul doing a great job in that interview, in that piece with Cramer. Gary in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I was having a really good deep sleep, and then I come out of that sleep, and guess what was playing?
What's that?
Midnight Rider bumper music.
There you go,
you
man.
Got me again.
Got you again.
Yeah, well, I'm mad as hell, and I ain't going to take this crap much longer. Guess what happened today?
What's that?
My sister, who's an artist, multimillionaire, I'm just a poor boy out here in the woods, and I don't ask her for money, but she was kind enough to send me a little $200 check.
Right.
In the mail for Christmas present. So I endorsed it over to my landlord, and he took it into the bank, and he's a businessman. I mean, he's got a good banking relationship. You know what they told him? They couldn't cash a two-party out-of-state check.
You're kidding.
Because of Homeland Security.
Oh, my gosh.
Reasons.
You're kidding.
I got a personalized quail hunt that skinny little bastard Chertoff. If he wants to come down to Tennessee, we'll go way deep in the woods.
Right.
I can't believe this. I can't even go out here in the damn woods in Tennessee and Homeland Security's got their... can't say that on the air either.
No.
Where the sun don't shine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
What
I mean,
the hell is this
more
country
more
coming to?
It's pure fascism. They want to know everything that you're doing, where you're at, when you go to the bathroom. I mean, they want to know. It won't be long before they have an inspector come by and look at your toilet.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's like $200 is going to finance some kind of a improvised explosive device in Iraq for the Al-Qaeda. Oh, give me a break, people. I just had to throw this in on the air tonight just to tell you how stupid crap's getting in this country.
Well, it's so absurd. Everything that these people do is so illegal, it's absurd. It so violates the Constitution, it's absurd. Gary, thanks for the call. I mean, it just demonstrates widescreen how absurd this is in so many different ways. Back in a minute with a final segment. This is the Midnight Rider.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
few minutes here on the Midnight Rider for this 14th of December 2007. This weekend is going to be big. And here's another opportunity to tell the country and to tell those in the halls of power that we're madder than hell and we are not going to take it anymore. You can speak with your money this weekend. And I hope that you do. I would love to see 10 million plus. I think that would just be so wild. And I think we can do it. I really do. And just everybody doing their part. Just give whatever you can give this weekend. If you can give 100, if you can give 1,000, you can give 2,300 and you haven't donated yet, do it. I mean, this is an opportunity to put somebody in office that's going to do what he says he's going to do. I mean, Ron Paul has had no pretense about him. He's been consistent. I've talked to a number of people that knew him in 88, voted for him in 88, and have been following him for a number of years. And they say that other than his stance on the death penalty, which he's changed because of DNA evidence, he's the same. Nothing has changed. And I think that is key. It's consistency. It's not what some focus group decides. It's what you ought to say to go out just to convince people to vote for you so you can get power. It's not about that. It's about the future of our country. It's about our future for our children and for our grandchildren. And I want them to have a huge, bright future, not one where they're going to know want and need. I don't want to be a third world country. Our fathers, grandfathers, mothers and grandmothers and on back have worked way too hard for that. For that to end up being the legacy that's left in the epitaph of this country. And I don't want to see that. There's too many names on too many plaques and on too many gravestones that fought for this country and died. And they fought believing they were fighting for freedom and for liberty. And many of them were. Too many names. Too many graveyards filled with their bones. And it's our responsibility as free people. See, again, we come back, you know, you can either choose to be free or you can choose to be their slave. I choose to be free. Granted, we are somewhat locked into their system to a degree. But I'm doing my best to unlock myself from their system as much as I possibly can. But my mind is free. And that makes me a free person. And so we've got to free more minds and open them up to the truth of liberty and freedom, and that it's being taken away, that unless we do something now, this grand experiment of a constitutional republic and people living in liberty and freedom is going to die. And I, for one, don't want that to happen on my watch. That's why I'm here. I believe in liberty. I believe in freedom. And I believe in a future for my kids and for my grandkids. So give your money this weekend at ronpaul2008.com for Tea Party 07. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save the country. Everybody have a great weekend. God bless everybody. See you Monday night.